Guys, welcome to Sky's Limit podcast, and
We're back again. Yay.
again,
Thousand
we've come back for the 27th
times. Look,
after having like a year break.
I don't get it, okay? It runs in our family, doesn't it? Because I've done this so many times to people that I've talked to and Xbox. I warn them ahead, gone, look, if I disappear for 6 months, it's just because
I'm not
it's
dead.
me. It's just me, okay?
So, Chloe, why did we disappear for, you know?
Well, you
You
Brody is
when
pregnant.
you what?
That's why we disappeared. He needs to be, he's been having.
Oh, social. I totally believe that.
I know, a lot of people would. Oh, by the
Well,
way, what is this game?
just, yeah. Pick a
Okay,
character. Me and Chloe are playing Overwatch right now.
yeah. Dun dun
The
dun.
underrated game that nobody really plays anymore.
Oh no, I hear myself. I hear myself being called. Okay, well,
And
we got out of but we'd be missing. All right, you could put down the wanted posters thingies because we're back.
yeah, so me and Chloe have been missing, and we've been playing a lot of Overwatch
A
because
lot.
we legit played it just after beta, right?
Yep.
Just as it was actually like a re released, and then we had a 5-year break, and then we came back.
Yeah, we're kind of back. We came back a week before the anniversary event happened, so I think that was a fitting one.
Yeah.
Way to come back.
See, what people don't know about our podcast is we legit just play video games while we're talking.
Yes.
Like we used to do it, and we used to play Roblox, like
Yeah,
parkour and stuff.
it was just an easy game, even if I don't like
That didn't take much of our concentration.
Yeah, well, we're not in a thing, we're just in a custom game right now.
Yeah.
Because it would be better
If
than
you guys play Overwatch or anything, you should text us on our Instagram and just say, "Hey, I
hey,
play yada yada."
look, guys, I am like the top 500 and I want to play with you
Totally.
guys because we ain't top 100, okay? We the opposite of top 100,
I mean, I'm
500.
platinum, but
I could be plat. Oh no, there's a monkey.
after
Yeah.
this podcast ends, I'm actually gonna go play comp with Chloe so we
Yeah.
can get our ranks up. Don't I sound like I like know everything so I can get my things up?
Yeah, it sounds fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, look at the kill feed.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah. Anyway, what's been going on in your life, Chloe?
Nothing really.
That sounds so interesting.
I legit just been playing Xbox, watching movies, and being in a little car accident.
Yes, you should talk about that. What
Oh,
happened?
okay, so
Explain in very long detail to the point where it lasts all podcast.
my sister, me, my mom, and all that picked my sister up from work, and we decided to call into the shops.
Shoppity
And then on the way home, we were at a light, and the light just turn red. Not turn. It legit just finished turning red, so it was just turning green, I mean. And we just slowly taking off, going off. And a truck hit us from behind.
Fun.
I know.
Haven't we all been like that before, you know?
Hit us from behind, and he pulled up, like, I told my mom to stop, and, like, I just said, leave it, we'll call the cops. And the guy pulled up beside us and said, pull into the garage. And I said, yeah, this garage, because there was three garages close to it. And I said, no, this one. And he said, yeah, yeah. And he took off. He did a hit and run. He just took off. And it's been over 2 weeks now since the accident.
You sound like we're on, like, a documentary. It's been 2 weeks now since the accident. Nothing's been the same ever since.
Well, it's been 2 weeks, and I am still in extreme pain. I fucked up my shoulder. I got whiplash and muscle damage. And so did my sister. My sister got the exact same thing as me. But I also got inflamed. I can't remember the name of it. So I've got one more problem than my sister. But my sister was the one who got rushed to hospital because of the ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, after the accident, the next day I woke up in pain.
Fun.
Yeah, I didn't know I was hurt because I was the one trying to stay calm. Keep everyone to check why I had adrenaline pumping through me because all I was thinking about is I want to catch this cunt. I know what he looks like. If I ever see him again, I can pinpoint who that motherfucker is, and I can smash him.
Oh.
Yeah, it sounds fun, doesn't it? So, what about you?
I was actually going to talk about something. Oh, yeah, now I remember.
What?
So, at my school, right?
Yeah.
We happened to be in assessment time.
Yeah.
Which is not right now, but, like, assessment time, you know. Where it all depends on your grades and everything. And then I we start assessment time. They hand out the assessments. They're like, all right, you have 2 weeks to do this or something. And then we were doing it. Day after we start, the school's like, internet is down.
No.
And they got us to save everything on the internet that term. Like, literally at the beginning of the term, they're like, yeah, save everything on the internet so you can work on it at home, yada yada. And we're all like, okay, we will. Well, didn't that backfire?
Yeah, that backfire. That really did backfire.
And when I was talking to them, I was like, can we get an extension for our assessment? It was like the day that the internet came back on, which was the day like before we had to hand assessments in or something.
Mm.
I was like, can we get an extension for our work? Because, like, yeah. Want to know what their reaction was?
What?
You could have done it at home.
No.
Legit, they were like, you could have done it at home.
No.
And we're all like, we just got the internet back on at school. Like, it ain't our fault.
They're fucking rude little bitches, aren't they?
Yeah, do you have any school experiences you want to tell?
Oh, I have plenty, man. Like, come on. Do you, like, there's, like, no, there's not a thing that I can't, like, there was not a day that I couldn't thing, man.
Yeah.
School is horrible, right? School should never have been invented. I curse the person who ever created fucking schools, man. I hope they're burning in hell. Seriously. I hate school with a passion. And I know a lot of people do like schools. But I had a worse experience in school. Seriously, if you were me, you would be saying the exact same thing. It was horrible. Terrible. No good.
Do you want to talk about any of the experiences?
Well, I know I have speaked about some of my school, but I just don't remember what I have. And I don't want to say, oh, I've done this. And then if I listen back in the old podcast...
What about that time that you walked all the way back home from school?
Oh, that one. I think I did mention it, but I'll re-say it. Well, that day was not my day. I was not in a good mood. And I went to school, and this girl, I won't say her name, because it was an all-girl school, she was a teacher's pet. Straight up a teacher's pet. And she was not a good teacher, like a good student, whatever. She's not a good one. She only... can you shut up your goddamn controller?
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can.
How do you turn off... Okay, yeah, continue.
And, yeah, she wasn't good. She only tried to be a teacher's pet to get out of things. So the teacher, like, didn't focus on her and all that. And how do I say this? She said something. I can't remember what she said. I really can't remember, but it set me off. Oh, that's right. She said, I'm so rich. My family's so rich. And she was just pissing me off. And I said, if your family's so fucking rich, then why are you wearing the baggiest clothes on the goddamn planet? And that was the wrong thing to say, apparently, to her, because she went mad at me. And I went, it started to be a screaming match. And the next thing is... the teachers came and were like, what's happening? What's wrong? And then I was like, I just want to go home. They're like, okay, we'll send you home. Do you want to call your mum? And I'm like, yeah, I'll call my mum. But I never called my mum. So they're like, do you have money to catch the bus home? And I'm like, yeah. No, I didn't have money, and I didn't want to borrow money off the teachers because that means I'll probably be in debt to the teacher. And who wants to be in debt to a teacher? And then the funniest thing is I just walked over an hour home, but halfway home, a football friend of my brother, helped take me the rest of the way home. and I went home, and the funniest thing is I was going to take that to the grave and not tell my mum, because my mum will probably go, why the fuck would you do that and yell at me? And come on. So I was taking it to the grave until a year. Oh, not a year. I would say like maybe 3 years after that incident, my mum went to footy. with that person, and she's my mom invited her over to the house, and my mom's like, "I'll give you my address," and she said, "Oh, no need. I already know what you're."
Your mum must have been like, "What?
I already know where you live," and I was like,
Don't say it, don't say it, don't say it."
"Yeah," and then she's like, "Mama," she's like, "What do you mean you know where I live?" She's like, "Yeah, I dropped your daughter off when I picked her up from walking back to home," and I'm like, and then I was so in trouble. My mom's like, "What was this? Did I just hear correctly what you just been doing? You didn't tell me this?" Ooh, yeah. Yeah. How fun, eh?
Oh, fun. You're on the enemy team.
Yes. I just killed you, you bastard little bitch. But, yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Wow.
How fun is it, eh? Oh, no, I've been stunned.
What's your least favorite teacher experience, like, ever?
All of the teachers that I have ever come across.
Yeah, but,
Every
like,
single teacher.
An experience, you know, that really was like, what the?
Regan just legit just came into my room and left my door open. How fun is that? So there's a chance that you guys might actually hear some background noises of my family.
Niece, whatever.
Yeah, niece too, but really might be my brother too.
Yeah. How
fun is that, guys? You get to have a chance to... So... Now, what were you saying before?
Yeah, what's like a teacher experience that legit, like, you just couldn't, you know?
Every teacher I have fucking come across, like, I know. But there was one teacher, not all the thing, it's the one thing she actually did that pissed me off. And, like, she wasn't, like, the worst teacher that I had, but she pissed. There was this one scene that she did. I would be in probably 6th or 5th grade, I reckon. I think I was there. And out of nowhere, I vomited, and I'm like sitting at the table, and when I vomited, it actually went over the table.
Oh my god.
This table was like the hexagon ones. So
yeah.
So you can see how weird it would be to
yeah.
thing. And she said something to me. Where after they took, like, me to the nurse area and all that, she legit said to me, "Why didn't you tell me you were going to throw up?" How the fuck did I know I was going to throw up? Seriously, like, how do you know that you're going to throw up? Because I was a kid. I didn't know what the fucking signs were back then to fucking throw up.
Yeah.
She legit, in the nastiest tone ever, "Why didn't you tell me you were going to throw up? If you just told me, this would have never happened. I could have got you a bucket." I was like, okay, is this bitch for real? Like, seriously, is she for real? Because she's sounding like a little bitch, because come on, how's a kid gonna know when they're gonna fuck vomit?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So, do you know when you were gonna vomit?
Totally.
Like, I know in now, I can. Like, I can tell where I'm gonna vomit. But back then, I did not know But yeah. How fun is that? Okay, this game sucks right now.
Yeah, we're playing a game and we're 1v1ing, you know?
Yeah, but
Hey.
I'm facing all the wrong ways from all my teammates. Yeah, just let me like hit this one then. And yeah, so that's like I didn't like after that day I kind of starting to hate her because come on, how the fuck am I gonna know I'm gonna vomit? I'm lagging now.
Fun.
I know. So, what about you?
How teacher experiences I've had. Am I allowed to talk about the school I'm currently at?
If you want, go for it.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm an adult. I don't go to school. Yeah, but so I'll talk about my primary school ones first.
Okay, go for
or
it.
One. Oh,
yeah, go on.
Okay, I've had two. Okay, so in primary school, right? We had a teacher.
Yeah.
Well, there was this one teacher that everyone knew they hated. And she hated everyone.
Yeah.
She was like that grumpy old teacher that couldn't stand children but still wanted a job as a teacher only for the money.
Yes. I hate those kind of teachers.
Yeah. Well, it was her, right? And I had her as my second grade teacher.
Yeah.
And one day she was like, can you get the number cards out of the drawer or whatever? And I was like, yes, miss. Because I was a good student, you know. I was like, yes, miss. I grabbed the things. And I was bringing it over her. And I dropped them. Mind you, I'm in second grade. So I'm like 7 years old.
Yeah.
And I by accident dropped them. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, miss. She full on starts yelling at me.
No.
She full on starts going, you shouldn't have done that, yada yada. I'm like, and I just started crying.
Fuck off.
Like, get to the office. Get to the office right now. And I'm like, and I'm just thinking, like, I'm 7 years old. Like, go away. And she was just full on yelling at me. And I'm like, what the hell? So,
you want to hear something so far?
Yeah.
Legit.
You just lagged out.
Legit. Someone is calling me, and every time they call, it's cutting me out. I can't do this. Someone is calling me. It's fucking pissing me off.
Yeah. You can leave the thing and text them, you know. Oh my god, oh my god.
Okay,
And so what was your story that you were gonna tell?
I don't remember now.
I told my story and then you were like, oh, yeah, well.
I can't remember because I was in the middle of this fucking thing. Like, like, texting them. Really? I'm not even, like, looking at my screen and you decided just to go up and kill me? That is rude.
It is.
Nah, that's rude. Because you've been winning non-stop, so how the fuck would you do that to me?
I mean, how would you have won that one anyway?
Easy.
Oh, yeah.
Fly on fucking walls.
Like that? Okay. Am I talking about my high school one? You there?
I'm alive, breathing.
Yeah, okay. But so I had gotten into a way bit of drama, right?
Yeah.
Not very good kid, you know.
Yeah, okay. Go on. You were a good kid and now you're a bad kid.
Well,
go.
Actually, I didn't get into drama. This oh, I...
we're both the same. Okay, but you're gonna win this one. You're gonna win this one. It's only been one. Yeah, go on.
Yeah. So,
what are you doing?
I was dancing.
You're an idiot. Go on.
So this person, I don't like talking about them because they've left our school now. So, you know,
yeah,
don't really need to talk about them. But
go on.
They had texted me the night before with this fake account and they're like, do you know who this is? Yada, yada. And I'm like, no, do you want me to call you and get me to help you find out who it is? You've heard the story, haven't you?
I think it's ringing a bell.
And then she was like, oh, yeah, all good. Yeah, call me. And then I call her and she's like, can you call me in 10 minutes? I'm having dinner. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And she's like, can you call me in 10 more minutes? I'm still having dinner. I'm like, all good. I call her, we talk, and then in the morning I get to school. And I'm sitting in my classroom, right?
Yeah.
And this teacher comes up to me and pulls me out of class and she's like, we have gotten reports that you have been harassing blank, what their name is. And then I was like, what?
Oh, what?
They were like, yeah, you've been harassing them, yada yada. We have proof. You've nonstop called them and all this. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, really?
Yeah. And then when they were like, yeah, and we also know you're a fake account that's been stalking her and all this. And I'm like,
no, did they really do that?
Yeah, and then I was like, what? And then I tried to explain it to them, and they're like, no, we can get the IP and prove it's you.
Okay.
And I was like, go for it. And then,
they didn't find out.
One of the teachers tried to ban me from talking to a few of my friends, right?
Yeah.
And then that teacher came up to me. And, yeah. I don't need to explain the rest, you know?
Yeah. So
it was really effed up.
Yeah. Now, I just was thinking when you were telling that story, do you want to tell everyone what happened today? Where we are going?
Oh.
Tell people where we're going. Let them know.
You can.
No, you can. Because you're the one who found it. You're the one who found it.
Yeah, but you can explain it.
No. You're the one who went to the website. You found it. You did everything. You explained it.
Me and Chloe's family names are going to Mars.
Dun dun dun, we're going on a holiday.
We're going on a holiday
forever.
To Mars.
Forever, y'all. But yeah, wait, what the I'm out of the I'm out of the box. I'm out of the box. I glitched out of the box.
No.
No. No, I can only look around. How do you win out of D.Va? So yeah, we're going to Mars, guys. We're going on a little trip. We're gonna have a nice.
This is fun.
Yeah. I can only like jump, shoot to the ground, and not look up or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, go to the moon.
Going to the moon.
I said next. I'm glitched out of the map. I'm legit. Everything is glitched out of the map for me.
I can see that.
This is the bullshit. You fucking rigged this game.
No, I did not.
You rigged it. Okay, guys, Brody's a fucking little cheater.
Look, watch, we'll be back to normal. There we go.
Now I'm back to normal, which I just lost two fucking games from glitching.
And you'll lose this one too.
Yeah, because you're an Ana. You're fucking healing yourself.
No, we're not. Yeah. What do you mean?
Oh, no, you're not. The way you fucking shooting yourself in the back, huh? Huh? Why are you shooting yourself in the back?
No, I'm not.
Why are you shooting yourself in the back? Stop shooting yourself in the back. This is bullshit. I say bullshit, man. I'm like the only one. No, wake me up! Wake me up! No, guys, no, no. Oh, that's bullshit. That oh, you fun. Weren't even fighting. You're just shooting yourself in the back and healing yourself. That is bullshit.
It's funny.
Guys, Brody's a cheater. He made me spawn out of the room.
That's your own fault.
How? You're the one who got me out of my mech and just made me spawn out of the room.
And that's look, what happened to me so many times, okay?
Yeah, Brody's a cheater. Look, he won the fully game. Oh, that's bullshit. Game. Ah, that hurt. But what else has been going on?
I'm pregnant.
I've already said that at the start, remember?
Yeah.
Please send baby pictures.
I'm a streamer now.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to plug that?
Yeah, it's... What is
it? How to catch a predator.
No, it's who ate... What?
Who ate my bacon, isn't it?
Who ate my bacon, but the bacon has an E instead of an A. Go away. Why did my Doomfist just say understood? I never said that.
I don't know.
I call hacks.
Don't ask me. Just because you were hacking last game doesn't mean shit.
Yeah, it means everything. Go away!
At least I did not lose a single person this time.
So, you lost a person.
No, I didn't.
So, if you had to rate... Oh, no. If you had to rate Overwatch on a scale of 1 through to 10, what would you rate it?
Overwatch? Ooh, that would be hard.
Like the actual game?
Oh, that would be hard. It's really a hate-love relationship.
Yes.
Overwatch, like, come on. If they got a fucking Bastion, they're little pieces, little shits. Especially if they're playing quick play. Who the fuck plays quick play? Okay. Who plays quick play and plays Bastion?
Me.
Only fuckwits do that. Only fuckwits play Bastion in quick play, okay?
What if we have a Bastion main listening right now? You're going to make us lose a listener.
Oh, fuck Bastion main, man. I'm sorry, but if you're a Bastion main, you deserve death. Just straight up death. Just go die in a little ditch and death. Easy death for yous.
I can't even see where I'm shooting right now.
I can't go up against you. I have never played Echo in my life, okay?
What? No, you've got long range.
But I don't know how to play Hanzo.
You're gonna kill my people.
Oh, I can put a thingy down, but I'm dead. No! How the fuck did I win out of
hacks? I call hacks.
Out of that, I call fucking hacks too, because I don't know how to win out of that. Oh, no. You're a hacking. Whoa. Shit, that did not work.
No, it didn't. Are you seeing this?
Stay out of... No! You instant killed, you fat bitch.
At least one person.
What else has been happening, huh? Corona's still going on. The fucking shit of Corona. Fucking hurry up and go away.
Language.
Hey, I'm allowed to say my language.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. Corona is like. There's no corona near where we are, but corona is still a bitch.
It is.
Come on.
And it's all because of you, Chloe.
How did you know? Oh, no. I did not mean to do that. But how did you know?
How did I know?
How did you know about the corona? I started it. How did you know?
Yeah, because you ate a bat.
Unfortunately, I'm not as stupid as that to eat a fucking bat.
Tea posing.
Seriously. Me?
Didn't you lose this one?
I know! I don't know how I won that one, but...
Let's anyway, I'll be streaming after this.
Oh, yeah, because we'll be playing Quick Play. I mean, why did I say Quick Play? Come
check it out.
And tell Brody he's pregnant. Please do.
So are we ending the podcast here?
If you really want to, Brody's pregnant.
I'm not the podcast host. I'm a guest.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I thank you guys for listening, I guess.
Yeah, please, if you go to Brody's stream, just tell him he's adopted. That's all you say in the fucking group chat. You're adopted, and if you want to leave, just leave.
No.
Yes. Just do it. Just leave.
Oh my god.
You're gonna die, and I hope you do die.
No, we're not.
Yes, you are.
We haven't got one of your people.
They're you. You got one.
Oh, almost. Okay.
Okay, let's go, guys. See you later. Bye-bye. Brody's adopted.